Howdy to neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Randy Block from Cattle Facts. We're talking beef demand with Randy in just a moment.
It's big event sale time at Express Ranches in Yukon. Please join us at our 29th annual Big Event Angus Production Sale Friday, August 16th and Saturday, August 17th. Friday's sale begins at 1 p.m. and will feature over 250 fall calving cows and two-year-olds, many with calves at their side by sale day. Saturday the 17th, the big event sale begins at 11 a.m., auctioning off over 300 head of elite Angus, including donor females, spring pairs, bred heifers, open heifers, and more. Among these will be 50 spring-born show prospects that support the Express Ranches Scholarship Program, which has already awarded over $4 million in scholarship money to students throughout the U.S. and Canada. Express Ranches is the largest seed stock producer in the country and has just been named Angus Breeder of the Year for the 9th year in a row. Come see for yourself August 16th and 17th. For more information on the big event sale, including times, directions, and complete sales catalog, visit expressranches.com.
Talking with Randy Block, of course, Cattle Facts organization. Randy, at this summer business meeting for the cattle industry, you offered up kind of a mid-year summary of where we're at, and really, bottom line, we're doing pretty good.
We're getting along pretty good. You know, we're not making a lot of money on cattle that are coming out of the feed yards today, but, you know, when you look at what we've got accomplished year to date and the hedging opportunities that we had earlier in the spring, we had one of the highest percentage of the industry level of hedges that we'd seen going back over the last 10 years. So the industry did a good job with risk management, took some of those profit opportunities that were there. So I think the cash-to-cash losses are probably a little bit overstated out there when you take into account the risk management.
Are we? Does that mean we're learning along the way, that we're getting cattle producers that really are starting to understand that it's better to lock things in instead of just taking what the market will give them?
Been a major change. You know, it's been a long-term change over the last 20 years. But when we got into this elevated volatility, and I mean extreme volatility that we've seen since 2008, again, where we started seeing markets move with the rapidity that we've never experienced before, those kind of things, I think, brought everybody and said, hey, we've got to narrow up some of this extreme volatility and risk. So there's been a massive change in the industry, much more risk management, people that are willing to take singles and doubles instead of swinging for the fences. I think in total it's been able to really help a lot of producers and keep them from getting in some of the pickles that we've gotten into in the past.
The demand charts that you showed today were, to me, very remarkable, showing almost coinciding the demand improving, profitability improving.
Well, it's really the bottom line. You know, you look at demand growth that we've experienced in the industry, that's really the story we need to all understand, is if consumers aren't voting for our product when they walk into the store or walk into the restaurant, if they're not voting, it's going to be reflected in demand. Well, they've been voting for our product, and we're all benefiting from that. To see a $60 billion increase in spending on an annual basis over the course of the last 20 years, per capita spending has doubled. I mean, these are numbers that are just phenomenal that you see. And again, that's why our markets are getting along so well. You know, you look at where we are the last 3 years, our markets have really been very stable in spite of this continued growth in production that we've had and record supplies of total meat in our marketplace. So I think the message is loud and clear. The industry started to really focus on quality. We moved the quality needle like none of us expected we could move to where we're producing 80% choice and prime animals in our fed cattle production today, and consumers are willing to pay for it.
Chief Executive Officer of the Cattle Facts organization, the market analysis arm of the cattle industry. By the way, Randy's full presentation at the opening general session of the summer business meeting of the cattle industry is up on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. You can go and check it out. It's down in our podcast section toward the bottom of the front page. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
I'm Lance Brown, a proud dad and dairy farmer. Did you know that my family drinks the same milk that your family does? That's why you can feel confident that milk and other dairy foods are safe and healthy for you and your family. Dairy farmers are committed to taking care of their cows to provide you with wholesome dairy foods. To learn more about local dairy farm families like mine, visit DairyDiscoveryZone.com.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.